The dirty.
Hello, I'm here. Anyone's here, ready, willing, and able.
Just a mic check.
Just a mic check, okay? Welcome, my friends, to another recording session of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. And tonight, I have the pleasure of having Vincent James join me in this presentation that I think you're going to find quite revealing. We are winning the war against the IRS and the swamp, and they're desperate to try to scare you into submission. It will not work. So we're going to have this topic of how IRS is trying to scare people to follow paying income taxes that, guess what? Legally, you are not required to pay. As my listeners know, my viewers know, the people of the 50 states are not required to file income taxes unless they are federal workers, contractors, or pensioners. The other group of people that have to pay income tax are citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., and not you. So, they try to just scare you to file income tax, but you don't have to do it at all. Are we ready to go on officially? Okay, we're going to start. If we should do this recording in just a minute, folks, and you're going to just love how the IRS is really, folks, they're falling apart. And there's nothing they can do to stop us. There's nothing they can do to stop us at all. So with that, let me get my favorite book cover up, the Federal Mafia, folks. We're going to bust up the Mafia by defunding the Federal Mafia legally and safely. So, are you guys ready back there? Okay. Okay. All right. Let's do it. Hello, my friends. I am Payman Mutahideh, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I will cover the topic of the Wizard of Oz, the IRS's propaganda. They came out recently, February 29, 2024, that the IRS launches a crackdown, okay, on 125,000 wealthy non-filers. The IRS plans to go after 125,000 high-income earners who did not file tax returns going back to 2017. Now, before you get to see for yourself IRS and Wizard of Oz, notice the headline of these articles. They're only talking about what? Only talking about high-income non-filer earners and only 125,000. Okay? I'll show you in a little bit. You see there's, according to IRS's best numbers, about 80 million non-filers. So what's 125,000 out of 80 million? That's just a pittance. Okay, but then again, I'll show you how this is all a bunch of propaganda. You can all 98% of Americans can legally stop filing and pay income taxes. The only people required to file and pay federal income taxes are citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., federal workers, contractors, and pensioners. And 98% of you are not in that category. And if you are, you'll pay income tax on that money and not on the other money you make otherwise in your life. So let's look at the propaganda, folks, a little bit first, okay? This ABC came out with this article, right? Again, Washington, the IRS plans to go after 125,000 high-income earners who did not file tax returns going back to 2017. And the agency says hundreds of millions of dollars of unpaid taxes are involved in these cases. Yeah, just hundreds of millions? That's nothing, folks. The U.S. budget is $6 trillion, 80 million non-filers. Hundreds of millions is nothing. You'll see, okay? So here it says, beginning this week, the IRS will start sending out non-compliance letters to more than 25,000 people who earn more than $1 million per year and 100,000 people with incomes between $400,000 and $1 million who failed to pay their taxes between 2017 and 2021. Well, guess what? What does that mean? Well, it's very clear. First of all, if you're making less than $400,000, you're completely safe. Look at that. See, you got only 100,000 make between 400,000 and a million for your 2017 to 21 all the way through. You make under 400,000, they're leaving you alone. On top of that, folks, check this out. Why didn't the IRS come out these non-filers who didn't file for 2017 and 18 back in 18 or 19 or 20? Why is the IRS coming after them now, several years later in 2024? That tells you how incompetent and slow, inefficient the IRS really is, right? So you're thinking, okay, if I'm one of those guys that makes $400,000 to $1 million, okay, or people or, 25,000 people that makes more than $1 million per year, oh, I should be worried. No, you don't have to be worried about it at all either, okay? So, of course, you see MSNBC, U.S. News and World Report, all of these guys have the same language about 125,000 high-income earners who did not file income tax returns going back to 2017, right? Here is the head of the IRS Commission of the IRS. That's his picture. And look at that. The language is exactly identical in these state propaganda machine. This is just like their former communist Soviet Union, where they have, all these different Pravda and Izvestia, all these Soviet Union government communist broadcasters. They were supposedly separate and independent, but all saying the same thing, in exact same words. So it shows you they want to keep you as a slave, and I'm going to help you for yourself. No more slavery for you, brothers and sisters, okay? So let's go into this issue a little bit deeper. And you see, of course, the IRS on their website, the link to this, they talk about this issue. 125,000 cases focused on high earners. So folks, remember, if you make over under 400,000, IRS says, you're safe, period. They're leaving you alone. And a vast majority of Americans make less than $400,000 a year, okay? But even high-income earners, I'll cover you too. Hang in there, folks, okay? You'll like this stuff, okay? So you read about this thing, and that's been pretty much the same thing. The new initiative made possible by Inflation Reduction Act funding. Oh, what does that mean? That means without the money they got, they could not even do the little bit. That's right. And IRS begins with IRS compliance letters going out this week on more than 125,000 cases where tax returns haven't been filed since 2017. Wait a minute, where is this IRS compliance letters? That sounds scary. Where are the compliance letters? It's toothless, folks. I show you two in just a minute. You read this whole thing, folks. There's nothing more to it. In fact, they tell you this week the IRS began mailing those compliance alerts for failure to file tax return, formerly known as the CP-59 notice. About 20,000 to 40,000 letters will go out each week. beginning with the fathers in the highest income categories. Yes, note that some of these non-fathers have multiple years included in the case counts, so the number of taxpayers receiving letters will be smaller than the actual numbers of notices going out. Okay, look at this. Look at this CP-59 notice, right? Well, let's get a closer look. Here it is. Okay, here it is. As to the page on understanding your CP-59 notice. Well, the IRS tells you what this notice is about. We send you this notice because we have no record that you filed your prior tax return or returns. What you need to do? Oh, they scare you. File your personal income tax return immediately or explain to us why you don't need to file. Well, guess what? You have to explain nothing to these, you know, arrogant people in IRS. They're not your masters. Hey, master, here's why. You're supposed to leave me alone, master. No need, folks. Okay? Let me tell you what these letters actually look like, the CP-59s. Okay? I got them. Okay? For years, I've been following these IRS, you know, incompetence. Here is, folks, look at the top right. Notice CP-59. You see that on the top right? That's right. Now, this one was dated 2011. You know why? Because after 2011, IRS started to crash, leaving non-filers alone and leave us alone more and more and more and more. I'm not getting these from people, Tommy, that they're not getting these letters. But here's what they look like, okay? Well, they tell you message, just a message about your 2010 Form 1040. You didn't file a Form 1040 tax return, okay? All records show that you haven't filed your tax return for the tax year ending December 31, 2010, and this one says. And they scare you and say, what you need to immediately. See, all this is a scare letter. Complete and sign all required tax returns or call us at an 800 number to discuss your options, which is we're going to scare you. You better file your tax return. You may be in trouble. Woo-ah! What a prison. We can take your bank account, paycheck. You're not going to file? Call us. Don't worry. We'll scare you. We scare shit out of you, so you're going to want to file. That's what the letter is. Look at it. Okay? So you look down this letter, you think, oh, they caught me. Someone watched me at the IRS, right? Okay. But if you look at this letter, it's a dumb computer-generated letter. Okay? There's nobody at the IRS writing. Look at this. There's not even a name or signature of the person sitting out of the letter. Look at it. You'd think that, hey, someone's name on there, Charlie Robinson, you know, manager. Charlie Robinson, rep, is watching you send this letter. No, but this is simply a junk. Yes, you heard me wrong. This is a junk letter. No different than the junk mail you get about, you know, here's the specials at the supermarket discounts today, this week. Here's JCPenney has a sale, you know, on this stuff. Take advantage of a discount. That's all it is. It has no legal significance at all. And there's nobody bad there watching you and see that you, Dave Jones, you didn't file a tax return. Hey, guys, Dave Jones didn't file a tax return. Let's send him a letter, give him a chance to file on his own. If he doesn't, we're going to go after Dave Jones and sock it to them. Right? That's what they want you to believe. As long as they got you believing that, they got you. But the reality is, it's a bunch of junk. Computer-generated letter, you can just trash can them, ignore it, go on with your life. Nothing will happen. Okay? So, let me show you our website, folks. We have a blog called Progression of the Letters IRS Sends Out When You Don't File. Okay? So you know what to expect. Okay, so you don't be scared for nothing. So there he goes. I got them all right here. First is sending you a request for tax return, CP-59, right? Then they may send you download, they used to. IRS is falling apart. They're not doing it anymore. Your tax return is overdue with a reminder. So please contact us immediately so we can scare you to file a 1040 form. Then they usually don't issue a summons. That's more work. But they may send you a 30-day letter, okay, which is an informal tax proposal letter, which means not the typical audit letter that your tax attorney, CPA account that makes money off of you because it scares you. Whoa, you're going to pay me. I'm the professional. Your IRS is after you with these numbers. If you don't pay me big money, you're going to be done and tattooed by the IRS. So pay me, accountant, CPA, attorney, so you don't pay the IRS. That's the money they make money. The letter they make money on, these tax people. They get to scam you. But the letter means nothing legally. These audits legally means zero. You heard me right. Audits legally mean zero. If the IRS wants to come after you, they have to send you by law this next letter. Yeah. Number five, a notice of deficiency. Yeah, or 90-day letter. Mm-hmm. What is that, Tabon? My accountant never told me what that is. Well, I'll show you. Here is one from Ogden, Utah. Okay? The number one place to send these things to non-filers. This one's dated October 17, 2011. I tell you, they're leaving non-filers alone. Okay? So here it is, this one for year 2008. You know, it was $1,200 roughly, okay? And it says last day to petition tax court, January 17, 2012. Look what this letter says. This letter must be sent to you by certified mail, okay? Let me show you the key part. I'm going to zoom in a little bit bigger because you got to see what this means. Dear taxpayer, they already labeled you as a taxpayer, even though you own no taxpayer. You're no tax, you're not a taxpayer, okay? Okay? It says, we have determined that there is a deficiency or increase in your income tax as shown above. Okay, but here's a key part. This letter is your notice of deficiency as required by law. See, by law, if they want to come after you, they must send you notice of deficiency. That's right. And if you want to contest or challenge this determination in court before making any payment, you have until last day to petition tax court, 9 days from the date of this letter, okay, to file a petition to the United States Tax Court for a redetermination of the amount of tax, of your tax. See, you have a court to go contest the IRS. That's right. Mm-hmm. They have to send you one of these letters if they want to come after you. Whether you're filer or non-filer, doesn't matter. This is the letter the IRS might send out to you by certified mail. The last address IRS has of you. Why is this important? Because you assume, well, they'll do that. And they'll take me to court. And I end up losing. Right? Wrong. Let me show you this, folks, okay? The IRS in 2017 stopped going after people who do not file income tax confession trap forms for the following seven reasons. By the way, I've been saying this, folks, that in 2017 they stopped going after non-filers. And now they're trying to catch up with non-filers. Only a tiny fraction going to get this worthless little propaganda, not notice of deficiency. They do not do that. And here is the reason why I do not issue notice of deficiencies, okay? Here it is. Let me give it to you right here. Mm-hmm. Here it is. See, what you didn't know is there are only 31 U.S. tax court judges to go after 80 million non-filers. So 80 million non-filers, yes, there's 80 million non-filers. I'm going to show it to you right now. The number was $63 million back in 1998. Now, with the population increase, it's about 80 million non-filers. The proof is right here. I'll open it to you right now. You will see this letter. You will not find it anywhere else on the internet. Mm-hmm. This letter, you look, look, it's coming from where? Department of the Treasury, Internal Revenue Service in Washington, D.C. September 24th, 1998. And they're telling this guy, this letter is from Mr. Charles Rosati, Commissioner of the Internal Revenue. Based, look at the underlying part, second paragraph. Based on our 1996 tax filing program, we estimate, no, no, they're estimating, there are approximately 63 million taxpayers who have not filed a tax return and initially would appear to have a legal requirement to file. 63 million, you read that right, who have not filed a tax return. And this estimate is based on data or information available to the service on the individual master file. They already have your 10-4, your W-2 from your job. They already have your 1099 from somebody from the IRS about you, which is false, by the way. There's about 80 million non-filers. And they're leaving you alone. That's right. You see, what happened is I was telling you guys, folks, okay, IRS started leaving non-filers alone way back in 2017. And they cannot come after you because that means that there's only 31 judges who got 80 million people. Well, if you do the math, okay, it's very simple. Okay, let's look at this. Okay, this is a stadium. Count all the heads on this thing. Look at the heads close to you. See the heads of those guys on the bottom right? You can see a few of these heads, but there's on this stadium tons of people, 75,000 people, right? Now, there are 80 million non-filers in America. To seat all the innocent non-filers, it would take over 1,000 stadiums. 1,000 stadiums like this would be about all the non-filers, okay? At least over 1,000 in the stadiums, okay? To process over up to 80 million non-filers in trial, each U.S. tax court judge we need to handle the equivalent of 34 stadiums filled to capacity. That's right. One judge would handle not one stadium like this of people, 34 of them. Think about that, folks. They just cannot get even anywhere remotely close to that. It cannot do that. Here it is, folks. The website of U.S. Tax Court shows officially, you can look it up, ustaxcourt.gov. They have only 31 judges. There is only one tax court judge per 10 million American citizens. There is less than one tax court judge per state. Okay? It is absolutely impossible for U.S. Tax courts to go after even 0.1% of all American people who don't file. You see? So that's why they do not come after even the notice deficiency. Because they know they don't have enough judges to do that. Because they got you suckered to get to be afraid of these notices. Then with the help of the tax people, bookkeepers, accountants, CPAs, tax attorneys who say, you better just do whatever the IRS says. Otherwise, you'd be in trouble. Of course, in the process, you'll pay me to protect you from the bad guys. I'm the good guy here. I'm the tax professional. You pay me, I'll protect you. And of course, they don't. Because, by the way, only attorneys know how to go to tax court. CPAs, accountant bookkeepers are not allowed to represent you in tax court. Yep. So they can't even help you. Very, very few people can afford tax court attorneys to help them out with. So, but yes, they come after non-filers at all. That's what's going on out there, okay? So knowing that makes a huge difference not to be afraid of the propaganda, okay? And let me tell you, The IRS has to go this process, give you trial, send you this notice of deficiency as required by law, and then down the road, even if you were to lose, then they have to send you this letter called intent to seize your property and your right to property. And then they have to send you one called collection due process hearing after this one. And that's the one that before they can take any of your money, they have to send it out. In fact, I'm going to get that letter out for you. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Here we have it right here. File notice of intent to levy and notice of right to hearing before they take any of your paycheck, bank account, any of your money. Period. You can challenge them, ask them for hearing and challenge them. Yep. This is what I look at this. Yep. This is it. They have to send you by certified mail. And even this letter, folks, they cannot send it out to you. Okay. It knows an intent to levy before they take your money. Okay. So this letter was dated January 2016. They cannot even send us out before they take your money, because by law they have to. So they're not issuing your notice of deficiencies. Therefore, not issuing this file notice of intent to levy letter, and you're right to hear, we can challenge them. In IRS appeals, they come to tax court, and if you're in the court of appeal, you have all these levels of appeal you can do before you pay IRS even one dime and take up their time. So they just don't set up because they don't have the manpower and resources. You don't need to be afraid of these crooks. Bottom line is, I got a cartoon to show you folks. And this cartoon really says that from a bug's life, these grasshoppers are got dead and scared. We'll get chance. You know, just fly over them and scare them to be in line, slaves. They'll answer thinking, he's going to get me. He's going to get me. It's the IRS. Yeah, it's going to get me. I better go. Do what they say. Yes, master. Grasshopper. IRS. I'll do whatever you say. Please take it easy on me. I'll sign a 1040 forms under oath. There's rope around my neck. I'll be your subservient slave. Whatever you tell me. Just take it easy on me, please. I'm just a little ant. Citizen sheeple. Take it easy on me. I'm afraid. They got you here with propaganda. And you see that right now in this cartoon. Let's play a short clip, okay? Here we go. Okay, you got that, folks? We bury them. We just all stop filing, or more of us, they're absolutely buried. There's no way they can find us. And they know it. But as long as the guy's convinced that, we just little ants compared to the powerful big IRS, they got us beat. All we gotta do, all the stop bonds and pay income taxes, there's no way they can even come after you, okay? Because their goal is to keeping you in line as a slave of the corrupt federal government who's got our open borders of people invading us from all countries to displace you. That's right. And they sent money to Ukraine and Israel to defend those countries, supposedly. Well, our borders are wide open. What kind of government do we have with the federal government? Certainly not a government of, by, and for we the people. Do we? Of course not. And we want to defund the criminals. We have a right and a duty to do that. That's what the founding fathers of America recognize. When they stop paying taxes to the King of England, because their petitions were being ignored by that crooked king. And we have the same rights, except we're just not paying taxes. We never legally owed in the first place. Now, let me give you some additional facts that would blow you away. You would really like this, okay, about IRS, how weak they are, really are, okay? So here we go. Here we are. Look, check this out. This is from another report IRS gave out in 2020. Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, high-income non-filers owing billions of dollars are not being worked by the IRS. IRS refuses to go after extremely rich non-filers. U.S. Treasury auditors gave the IRS a list of 100 richest income tax non-filers who each would owe the IRS about $100 million. How many of you make enough to potentially owe the IRS $100 million? Probably none of you. Okay, let's continue. And recommended to the IRS to go after these people for taxes, of course. $100 million, 100 of them, that's easy money, right? Well, the IRS is so broken, disorganized, lazy, and irresponsible that the IRS refused to commit to going after these extremely rich, high-income non-filers. That's right. Folks, that's what we're talking about, okay? So if they're leaving these guys alone, certainly you're not a problem at all, okay? They're going to leave you alone. Don't be afraid of these guys. Join the movement. Stop your enemies. Fund yourself, your family. Restore freedom movement, folks. We freedom media, freedom politicians, freedom lawsuits. We're going to get our country back. All right, let's go now to our callers. But let me first welcome Vincent James, my co-host for this evening. Folks, Vincent James is a great patriot, folks. I had a pleasure of meeting him a couple years ago, and we interviewed. And then my friend Lauren Whiskey mentions him to me and says, oh, I remember Vincent. He's a great guy. He was a normal guy, asking questions, and then he found himself under attack. All the crooks and criminals for simply telling the truth. Oh, yeah. He got woken up. And since then, Vincent, it got deeper and deeper, deep in the rabbit hole of what's really going on out there. I'm so proud and happy to be having Vincent James with me to share with you guys a few words. Vincent, how you been, brother? Yeah. Well, you know, Vincent, I did a video on this topic. I bring it on my screen. You see right here, why the IRS hiring 87,000 new employees is no big deal at all. And what's going on, folks, on this topic is that IRS has, in fact, I'll show the reports, okay? They're talking about it right here. The IRS is losing most of their employees and having a hard time replacing them. Of the 52,000 of the current 79,000 IRS employees are projected to leave the IRS employment by 2028. This is the testimony of Charles Rettig, the IRS commissioner. So it is for this reason IRS has so fallen apart. They gave them money to hire 8,700 employees, hopefully per year for 10 years. Otherwise, IRS would completely fall apart. They're already falling apart anyways, but this is meant to slow down the IRS destruction. In fact, look at this, guys. I mean, you see this. This is the IRS, you know, they're even leaving everybody alone for collections. This is forced levies of IRS are down by more than 90% since 2011. The green line is shows in 2010-11. IRS took bank account paychecks about 3.7 million. Number of levies crashed down by 2021 to only 305,000. Over 90% drop in IRS levies in 10 years because they can't even come out to file. That's how bad the IRS is. So, Vince, you know, you got a good point there about the IRS getting some funding, but at the end, it doesn't matter because they're falling apart anyway, brother. Well, you know why? Well, they do have it. They do have it. A friend of mine ran to somebody at Walmart who was very pissed off at a manager, and the guy asked her, do you work for the IRS? She said, yeah, I do. why. My manager is terrible and is complaining and bitching and moaning about it. They have such a negative atmosphere in the government, IRS, that who wants to work with them? No one wants to work with them except welfare queens. Exactly. And LGBTQ plus. Exactly. You want a job? Oh, we got your job. Go work for the IRS. You know, and the sad fact is, well, that's a good fact is, these are, as you said, the lowest intelligent people out there because no one was smart. We want to work for the IRS. And when they hire you, even then they don't hire you based upon competence. Well, let's see. Are you white? No good. Are you black but male? No good. You better be a female, non-white, lesbian, LGBTQ plus, disabled, or you're perfect. Because now, with you, we get to have diversity, equity, inclusion, and we get to get all these good marks because we hired somebody, three categories, versus competence. What do you have to base up on that? You're going to get people to do nothing. Well, you just said it, and you know what? This one of the things I keep telling people. People wonder. I'm old enough to remember the Soviet Union collapsing. I know you're younger than me, James, but I think you probably remember the Soviet Union. And throughout the 1920s to 1980s, the Soviet Union was a scary, powerful communist, totalitarian dictatorship. And it eventually, in 1991, from within, it collapsed. These corrupt communist collective institutions, where no one owns it, there's no responsibility, they eventually all collapse. That's the law of nature. Eventually, they collapse. And the good news is, Vincent, same thing's happening right now. You saw the cartoon where it says, well, that one ant stood up to me, right? Well, that one ant is Paymon Freedom Law School. For over 30 years, I've taught Americans, do not feed the swamp, don't file income taxes to your enemies in D.C. And if you're going to come after non-filers, why don't they try to come after me? Indict me. Try to put me in prison for not only not filing income tax, but teaching others not filing income tax because they know I've broken no law. I'll follow the law, and I teach Americans to follow the law. This book, folks, the Internal Revenue Code, does not apply to you. This book is primarily for citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., and federal workers and contractors, not you. All this gobbledygook that the accounting is lost in doesn't apply to you. To read the definitions at the end, they hit it at the back. It shows it does not apply to the people of the 50 states unless you're a federal worker and contractor. So anyhow, Vincent, you got some time? I can take some questions and then maybe comment about it further, my friend, or you have to go right now. What's your situation, Vincent? Can you stay a little bit longer? Yeah.
Well,
the good news is that we are defunding them even before Trump gets in the office, because most people do not know, Vince, that the income taxes that you voluntarily pay the Washington, D.C. swamp to the IRS, income and payroll taxes, they do not pay for roads, courts, prosecutors, schools, police, firefighters. All that is paid by our local sales and property taxes, other state and local taxes, not the federal income tax. The federal income tax, payroll taxes, all that goes to throw a rat hole of corruption, waste, and criminality of the D.C. swamp. So we can be completely safe and no more paying these money to our enemies in the district of criminals, James. So listen, should we take a question right now? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Go ahead. It is. You pay at the pump. And most of it is actually state money and the gas tax. No federal income tax, no payroll taxes paid for even $1 of the highways that you drive on. Yep. So let's see. We got a call with a question. Let's take this up. Okay, let's go take some calls. We got several calls from area code 702-480-630-919-775. Folks, we'll get your question all one at a time. Well, let's take at least one of you can while Gene is here with us. Okay, Vincent, let's go. We're going to take the call from area code 702. Caller, give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please. Are you there from Echo 702?
I'm from 702, but not the rest of that other number.
No, 702 area could call. Yes. What's your first name?
Yeah. Andrea.
And how did you hear about us, Andrea?
I heard about you on X from Mindy Robinson, actually. We're in Nevada.
Very good. Very good. Mindy is a great patriot, yes. Very good.
Yes, she is.
And how may I help you?
Well, I'm just learning a little more about you, and I was advised by your staff to come to this Power Hour. So my issue is I did stop filing because I see through that, but I owed in 15-16, and so anyway, I got these levy letters now, and it is really upsetting me. And, you know, the advice that I've been given is that I have to become compliant in order to take care of this, or they won't work out a payment plan, they won't work out an offer in lieu or any of that. So, I mean, I understand the whole process going forward. So I just don't know what to do with these previous balances and what my option is, what my options are.
Okay, Andrea, let me ask you, how much IRS plans you owe them for 15 and 16? And are these taxes,
like,
you confess on the 1040 form? Or did they come after you for more money later on?
No, I filed, and I was on a payment plan, and they tried to double my payment plan. I made the payments as long as I could, and I couldn't keep doing them.
How much?
So I do.
Oh,
I filed.
How much you payment? Well, how much was the, how much you left to pay them, and how much the payment plan?
The payment plan, but I haven't paid them since 2019. I think it was. So they're barely just coming to send me letters now.
Okay.
And it's about $23,000.
Okay. So you see, there's proof right there, Andrea. The IRS is a big Wizard of Oz. You stopped paying them with a payment plan in 2019. It's been how many years now? 2020, 5 years later, maybe they send a letter to you. You see? The IRS is going to come after people after 5 years. I think, I'm guessing what's going on is that the 10-year time they have to collect the taxes is expiring. See, IRS is only 10 years to collect the tax. Afterwards, it goes, disappears into nothing good.
Yep.
So that's why they're probably contacting you. Let me tell you, in my opinion, if it was me, I would not bother with them at all. They just try to scare you because, as I showed you earlier in the charts out here, IRS is actually, look at it right here. IRS collection is going by over 90% levies. People like you who are afraid, they used to go over 3.7 million levies, and now they're doing only 300,000 per year. So very, very likely, leave you alone. Don't worry about it. Just save your money and no more filing those 1040 confession forms. When you do that,
<I won't. laughs>
you tell them under oath on line 37, amount I owe you, IRS, under oath. That's why you're in trouble.
I know.
Quit confessing.
I realize that.
Under
I realize
oath,
that
IRS
now.
Money. Okay?
I realize that now.
All right. Good.
What
good.
If they
All
do
right.
levy, though? What can you do?
Levy, well, you know, that's how you may become a payment plan, but I highly doubt it's going to happen. All the money you pay them monthly, you saved it up. Just save it up.
Yeah.
So how much are you paying them a month? $500 a month? How much were you paying them?
It was about that.
$6,000 a year.
That's what they wanted anyway. At the time, it was too much. They went from like a $100 payment to the crazy.
Yeah, Yeah, so just the money that you would have paid them, save it on your own, put it aside, buy some gold or crypto, okay? You have a lot more if they come. Worst case scenario, you got some money to start paying them again. Okay? So you'd be fine. Probably 99%, they'll probably leave you alone anyways. Okay?
All right.
Vince, do you have anything you want to add, my friend? Okay. Okay, we have another caller from America's 480. Caller, please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Okay, my name is Kathy, and I'm calling for my husband, Dave. We are no longer in Arizona. We're in Florida. We made a major move in 2021 after the 2020 election for very good reason. My husband is retired police officer, LAPD, who has a business that he's doing online with the city of Los Angeles for programming their system, okay? Mm-hmm. And we are at the point where he's done paying taxes. I'm sick of it, okay? And we're not paying no more of this. He is in the fear tactic, okay? He's got the fear-mongering going on. You know, got to pay this. You know, I've been paying it for years, and he wants to go. He doesn't want to do this, but he's got questions. One. We had an incident that we were in Arizona. Apparently his accountant had called or didn't call. The IRS took $100 out of his account. No notice, nothing. He gets on the phone to his CPA, which has been his accountant for years, has been dealing with him and taking care of his taxes. 2 seconds later, oh, yeah, we'll get that back to you. But we never got a notice of anything. And this is what he's afraid of. Is if he doesn't pay it, that they're going to take the money right out of our account and we can't pay our bills, okay? Or, like another question was the homestead. We're in Florida. We homesteaded our home here immediately. The bank owns it, but we homesteaded it. Can they come back? If we don't do this, can they threaten and obviously seize our assets? That's what the fear is, right, Dave? Okay.
Oh, okay, here's the thing. Okay. Here's the thing, Kathy. You got to quit asking this. What else? Okay, you got to quit asking yourself, can it happen? You got to ask yourself, how likely is it to happen? For example, if you ask the payman, can I, Kathy, and Dave, my husband, can we die in a car accident tomorrow? My answer, honestly, is yes, you can die in a car accident tomorrow. But
sure. The
likelihood of that is so small that every day you get in the car and taking a chance that you and Dave might be one of the 50,000 people who die in a car accident or hundreds of thousands who get seriously injured in a car accident. So the question is not – so
I understand
this.
That.
So
but if they
the IRS,
it, I mean – go ahead. I'm sorry.
When you become a – hold on. Let me answer your question. It's very simple. If your husband's so worried, what she want to do is get with you in law school and join our – Restore Freedom Plan. I'm going to show you what we did. We followed the exact footsteps of America's founding fathers. Yes, I'll show it on the screen. This is the group we got to emulate, folks. Follow them. They stop paying taxes. They're legally old. We stop paying taxes. We never owed at all in the first place. Okay? So this is an option for modern day founding fathers of America. The privilege is 100% guaranteed. See, what we do, step five, is question authority. What we do is we have you write to your congressmen and file income taxes only if your congressman can show you the law that requires you to file income taxes. And you know what? We've done this letter thousands of times. And not one time any congressman, lawmakers who owns the IRS said, oh, you're right. Here's the law why you got to pay income taxes. Not once. So that's your protection because you relied on the Congress members, lawmakers, not telling you you're right. You're wrong because you're right. Everything we do is based on U.S. government's official legal websites. Not my opinion or that attorney or CPA. No opinions. U.S. government's official legal websites are quoted in these petitions that we send to Congress members. So with that, you're protected. You can do it on your own if you want to for free. However, if you join a Restore Freedom Plan and give up 30% of what you would have paid the IRS, keep 70%, you and Dave could be 100% guaranteed, okay, that as long as he and you are members of Restore Freedom Plan, Freedom Law School will prevent the IRS from lending your money. We battle, we beat them, okay? And if we were to lose, Freedom Law School will reimburse you in full, and we guarantee you're not going go to prison because you got good intent, you got evil by law. They must show bad intent on your part, and they can't do that. When you follow the law, I publish the government's official legal website, you have your lawmakers to correct you if you're wrong, you pay a fair share. If they show you're wrong, they don't show you wrong, you're right, it proves your good intent, you're free. So that's what you want to look at, you know, and this way, Kathy, not only you can be free, they can be free, but we can fund freedom. Right now, there are a lot of great truth-tellers out there, like Vince James, who need more support to expand their operations.
Absolutely.
They've been censored, they've been filtered, they got to get support.
Mm-hmm.
We did have freedom lawsuits to fight the crooks. They need lawyers, need funding, and good politicians to represent us running for office. They need our support that we can't do, because why? We were duped. Into paying our enemies in the federal government.
I've just got through with a wonderful book actually not too long ago, and it's called an Affidavit of Probable Cause. There's a Problem When. It's a book that came out over at Amazon. And I'm telling you, this has been one hell of a scam. I don't appreciate being sold at birth and had my sovereign air rights taken. Okay, you know, No. And, you know, it gets me that my mother signed us off at birth. Do you know how hard that was to have? No, we're done with this. This is over. My children, my grandchildren, his children, grandchildren, they don't deserve this. Okay, and I am so glad you guys, I'm happy for what you do. Thank you so much. We learned about you at the World Great Awakening Tour in Miami Doral in last May, and we met met with George when we were there. So, they duped us about a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. you know a lot of about a Federal Reserve, you know, about the new, you know, the corona hoax, about Iraq and weapons of mass destruction, about 9/11, and so many things like, so what's income tax?
Oh,
just nothing. We've been deceived. That's all it is. You know, another deception.
Bingo. Absolutely. Yeah. And California is the worst. I mean, they've got to be the worst, you know, and that's, I mean, those were our home states. And I'm looking at them right now going, please go ahead and split the states, one, you know, south and north. Please get rid of them. Get rid of Colorado. Yep. Get rid of these states that are not going against the Constitution. They are, what do you call it? They're going against the oath of the national union, of the country union. It needs to be dissolved and go back to the 13 colonies and the 27 states. I pray the Lord above that that's where we're going. Okay?
Yep. So very system, good.
I mean, we're looking at the value of our home. And, you know, this man, he's retired. I'm disabled, but yet I can't get disability, but these doggone aliens can get rights. Okay, I can get disability, but what's the point of filing for it? I'm now almost 63 years old. I've been in pain for 6 years. Okay,
he's
working.
Sorry
he's
to hear
not
that.
Going. Well, I'm doing good now. I'm recharged. I'm getting stuff that the medical field couldn't even begin to touch. They didn't want to. They wanted old people to die. They didn't care.
Yeah.
And we know.
Yeah.
So I'm recharged.
That's right.
I'm about ready to get my husband recharged. Wonderful.
That's right.
So,
good.
Anyway,
good.
We thank
you. You're welcome, Kathy. Yes. My pleasure. Vince, do you have anything to add, my friend? Or
thank
we go
you
to
very much,
caller?
And God bless you. We'll be calling.
Hope so, my friend. Hopefully we can reach more people, wake up and empower people together, Vince, to get America back to we the people once again. Thank you for being with me, Vince. All right. You're welcome. Okay, folks, we got more people with questions from area code 60775. We have another call from area code 651, then followed by someone from area code 612, and then area code 704, followed by someone from area code 925, and then, yeah, that's it for right now. Okay. Let's get to the call from area code 630. Okay, give me your first name. I heard about us. And your question, please.
Hi there. This is Leslie. I learned about the show through my uncle. And my question that I had was that with some of the videos, past videos that I've seen of you all, was talking about the W-4. But I wanted to know, what about the W-9? Because there's work that I do as like an independent contractor that would ask for a W-9. So how would I go about that when it's like a one-off job?
Well, we're in the process of putting a letter on our website about how to don't fly the W-9 or fly out on the objection. We developed it for our Restore Freedom Plan members, but we're in the process of putting it on our website for free. So basically, you know, they don't need that form. You don't need to do it in order for you to work with them. There's no requirement for you to do so. But make it up, guys. I'm going to check with Benny, make sure we put it up there on our website, the W-9 response letter. You request your W-9, we'll put it up there. So give us – right now, Leslie, we're pretty busy in the tax season right now. But I promise you, as soon as we can, early summer, we're gonna put that W-9 response letter to put on our website so you can – do it yourself if you want, and tell people, you don't need a W-9 to work with me whatsoever. They only want that so you can send a false 1099 to the IRS claiming that they are involved in performing functions of federal public office, which is trade or business. And in that process, they're paying you money, which is false, because the people you're working for almost never are federal government officers or offices at all. So they should not be 1099-ing you. And they do not need a W-9 filled out to 1099 you at all in the second place. All right, Leslie, anything else?
Yes. Yeah, so to add on to that, because there's some jobs that would take that would be like, okay, you don't need the W-9. But then there would be other people that would be like, well, are you a foreign citizen? You know, you have to be a foreign citizen in order to, to not do a W-9 or something like that. So what are your thoughts about that, like when there's pushback from the organization?
Those letters cover all that stuff. See, what happens is that they deceive you to believe a word that you think usually means this, it actually means the other. For example, a very liberal, gay, progressive man in the original sense, not theirs. Liberal means generous. Gay means happy, colorful. And progressive means for progress. Their communism is slavery. It's not progress. You know, I'm also all for life-saving, gender-affirming care. But what they do is not life-saving at all. It's not affirming. It's destroying your gender. It's not care. It's destruction and mutilation of your God-given nature and your sex. You see? Mm-hmm. So the term United States, usually you think, oh, well, that means there 50 states. So if I'm a U.S. citizen, that means I'm a citizen of the United States. Well, normally, yes. But for tax purposes, okay, when you see this on top of the 1040 form, 1040 U.S. individual income tax return, okay, this is not the 50 states of the United States individual. This is the District of Columbia individual. You are not one of them. Okay. See, what they do in law, they define these terms. Here, as you see, from Internal Revenue Code, Title 26, federal tax laws. Okay. They have Section 7701 definitions. And here, they define all kind of terms like United States and states. So the term state You know, they say it includes D.C., District of Columbia. D.C. is not even a state. It's a territory of the federal government. And then this territory of the United States, you know, includes the states, which is D.C., plus D.C., which is still, again, D.C.
Right.
You know, so you never knew about this until I showed it to you. You did not know United States in tax law means D.C. You did not know that 1040 form is for D.C. individuals. So these third parties, what they're doing is this, the term, you know, what they have here, the term domestic. Okay? The term domestic means domestic, you know, means anything created or organized in the United States or under the laws of the United States or of any state. But state and United States mean D.C. That refers to entities that are created in D.C., but the mutual use of the 50 states. So these third parties believe they aren't in D.C. They're in the United States, but that the United States means the 50 states. The United States means D.C. So they now they think, oh, are you out of D.C.? Well, yes, you are. You are in whatever state you live in. But you see, because the money comes from D.C., it will be taxable. But the fact is, they are not in D.C. to begin with. And these letters, we make that very clear for them. Hey, bud, you got it all wrong. You're not in D.C. Neither am I. You know, this doesn't even apply to us any more than a tax form from Egypt, France, Japan, or Mexico. D.C. is not part of 50 states, United States either. It's a foreign country. So we're going to put this stuff on in these letters on our website pretty soon for you, Leslie. Anything else?
Yes. The last thing, so if I am doing a job, whether it's a job that I'm working like a part-time, full-time, or it's a temporary job, I should not give them any kind of tax forms whatsoever. Just these letters that I will forward to them. So then what would be the next step? Would it just be whether they just accept what I give them or I just don't get a job, you know, don't work with them at all?
Well, unfortunately, most employers have been deceived and brainwashed to require you to fill out a W-4 form before they hire you. So they're going to most likely they will not hire you. Yes. If you can get paid without a W-4 form filling out, great, do that. But at some point, you're going to see, looks like I got to give them a W-4 form because they're deceived to believe they have to have me fill out the W-4 form before they can hire me, which is not true. That's on our website. We have a letter on how to stop withholding properly, okay? We have it on our website, okay? We have it here under right, you know, free yourself from tax withholding. The link is there to do that. All the instructions. Stop withholding from your paycheck, whether you've been there or new job, it's all there for you to do and be income tax free, Leslie.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. And thank you for this knowledge for all of us.
You're welcome. My pleasure. We have a 775 area code caller. You're live, my friend. Give me your first name. I heard about us. And then your question, please. You there? 775, every good caller.
Yes, I am. This is Cheryl. I heard about you from SGT Report and Stu Peters and many other sites and finally decided to listen.
Okay. Very
my
good. Now, let me help you.
My background out of college was an auditor, CPA, and then I did mortgage residential lending and construction lending for over 30 years. Now I'm retired, and my question is, I haven't totally ready to pull the trigger yet. I got to do more research, but I so far everything you say resonates. If I filed the 1040 tax extension, does that obligate me or red flag me for filing the 1040?
Nope.
Okay, so I might file that just to give me some time to do more research.
That's
with you.
Fine.
Then
sure.
Okay, then, you know, just being a mortgage lender for so long, one, okay, Social Security that I get right now, they say, all right, you cannot make over this much in W-2 income or we reduce your Social Security. Well, what they ask for then is your tax return to prove that. So what do you do in that case?
They ask for you to do what again?
Provide your tax return
so that
to prove that you don't make W-2 wages that would decrease a certain amount.
Don't file nothing at all, Cheryl. That's it. Period. There's nothing to file at all to the IRS government at all. Period. You're free.
Well, could they cut me off from my Social Security that I'm just now getting?
Nope. They won't.
Okay. Now this is another bizarre question. Okay, so Medicaid does not count rental income to qualify. So when I quit my job, I didn't have Social Security and this other stuff lined up. I thought, I'll apply. That's just totally weird that I might qualify. But they qualified me. But I'm sure I'm going to be disqualified soon. And then I'm going to have to go to Medicare. So Medicare, you have to prove, or not Medicare. I'm going to go to Obamacare, whatever it is. I've never done this before. I've always worked my ass off. So Obamacare, aren't they going to, they're going to make me prove my income to get health insurance.
Cheryl, do you take the corona jab?
No.
You didn't. You mean you disobeyed the advice of these doctors who have 14 years of post-high school education who tell you the corona jab is good for you. You should take it to not die corona because you knew more than them, right? Yes, and you
I
did.
I knew they were lying.
This criminal medical system we got kills people. These doctors are not supposed to hurt you. They deliberately give you a jab that murders and disables people. So why would you trust them? Why would you want the government to pay money to put you in the hands of these murderers? These doctors don't know about health. Cut off yourself of the Obamacare. You don't need Obamacare. Or Medicare,
Well, no, you do. If you get in, I agree with you. I'm totally into alternative.
You don't need
you do if you get in a car accident where you. You break your leg and you have to have surgery.
No, you don't.
I do know that.
Let me tell you. Let me help you. I'm saying this, Cheryl. In America, we have right now socialist medical care. Yes, we have socialist Medicare. In America, it's called any hospital's emergency room. Whether you're Anglo-Saxon white, like most of you are, Christian, believing God, truth and freedom, and honest people, whatever you are, or you illegal aliens from Mexico, no comprende español, inglés. You walk in that emergency room, no social skin number, senor. I have no number, but I broke my bone in a car accident, senor. Could you help me, por favor? Huh? What do you think you're going to say? No. You won't take you in. No, they'll take you in and the bill of U.S. government. Yes. You don't need that. That's already been the system for decades. Except you honest middle-class Americans then realize that, oh, my gosh, we already have full-blown socialist medical system in America called just walk to emergency room of a hospital. Yes. So you don't need that stuff at all. Okay?
Put your money in better food. I've watched my clients, you know, having over 30 years mortgage experience, come up with some huge medical collections, and medical bankruptcy was the number one reason for bankruptcy. So I don't know if I agree with you on that. I appreciate your information, but I don't know if I agree with you on that.
Well, I'll tell you what about that. The problem is most of us were lied about a lot of things, including our nutrition. We told these stay away from meat, fat gives you cancer. Saturated fat clogs up your artery and makes you fat. Salt, raises your blood pressure. Okay? You know, they tell you, oh, grains are good for you. Eat lots of grains, you know? It's good. You know, it's opposite. Look at my screen. You should go to Western Price. This website, westernaprice.org. By accident, this dentist found out that the key to health are the natives who got no sickness, no disease, not even cavities, or almost no cavities, was eating nutrient-dense animal foods. Yes.
No, I agree. I'm totally into health. But what I'm saying, I want to know the health insurance aspect of a collection and they do go after you.
Hold on. No, the reason for that happened to those people is because they were honest. And they didn't realize you have a corrupt social system and gave them all this information about take my stuff. If they were acting like illegal aliens from Mexico, why would they take from you? Think about it. Hold on. I used to live in California. Illegal aliens from Mexico, Jose, Watson Hospital in L.A. or Phoenix, anywhere in America. Senor, I'm sick. They will give you care. It's up to you now to give them your job, your bank information, for them to come after you. If you don't give them nothing, they just build the government. That's all.
No, but it's not hard to find. It's not hard to find out what people own. That's very easy.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I had my baby in the hospital for 14 days. They would refuse to tell me how much it costs. They would refuse to tell me, look, I don't want to have the bill. I can't pay you. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. What do you mean don't worry about it? I want to pay my bills. I'm responsible. Don't worry about it. And we told them, look, we write you a letter. And we accept full responsibility for our baby. Let us take it home. Don't need to have anything else. You can't. We knew. The doctor meant to say, we took ownership of your child is because we're the doctors. We know what's best. We're government. So police and security will kick you out. So we backed off. At the end, they exposed a scam. You know, okay, Mom, you want to talk about paying the bill? You've been asking all this time. Never told you how much it was. Don't worry. Go downstairs. And you can get insurance. I said, insurance, huh? I just want insurance. You can't get car insurance after the accident. I wonder what the scam is all about. So I go downstairs, right? The lady says, oh, yeah, pay mom, no problem. Here, fill out his paperwork. What is it? Oh, applying for Medicare and all this communist, socialist, collectivist, totalitarian system paperwork. I said, no, I don't do that. Guess what happened? Oh, one more thing. I asked him, oh, how much is the bill? $1.2 million for 14 days. Over 100,
yep.
About 100,000 a day. I said,
yep.
What's the cash price? $100,000. But I didn't pay that either. Let the crooks who refuse to tell how much it costs, who kidnapped my baby, okay, force my baby to be there. They want to use my baby to scam the socialist system and build the federal government, which they did, and say, oh, is it 1.2 million? And the federal government says, well, it's too much. How about if we pay you just 75% or 50% and maybe 800,000 or 600,000? And then the hospital says, we scammed the federal government again, the taxpayer. 100,000 cash from Paymon would have been plenty for us. And you did not know what a crooked system our medical system is. These are the same people that murdered people with those vaccines. Put them on remdesivir that killed them in hospital. Put them on those the masks on in hospital that killed them. Why would you want to be part of a corrupt system? You don't need to. Again, if you break your leg in a car accident, they will treat you for free anyways. No question asked. Jose Gonzalez is no different than you. All right? Those American middle class who are the bankers of this stuff going on, they were too honest. They didn't realize what a communist system we have, and they want to be that part. We got to wake up, folks. We got to wake up.
Well, no.
You're not dealing with honest government. You're dealing with crooks and criminals. The medical system is corrupt. Financial system is corrupt. The drug makers are corrupt. Okay? The whole thing is a crock of nonsense. So you don't need them. If you want to be part of them, go ahead. But I do not help people with communism, Sir Cheryl. I'm sorry. I will not help people as a matter of principle to suck from the titty of the federal government. We need to divorce ourselves from these guys. I don't pay nothing to them. I want nothing out. The money that stole from you, Cheryl, with the deception all these decades, was spent on a rat hole, Cheryl. That money is not saved up for your retirement right now. No, 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 no. The money you're getting right now is stolen from other people right now. So forget about the money they stole from you decades. You paid in. That's gone down the rat hole of wars and corruption. It's gone. So right now, I would suggest divorce yourself from them. focus on real health. Go to westernaprice.org, learn about nutrition health and things like that. And then real health you can do. And again, in a car accident, don't worry, they'll take you. I got wife, many children. I got life insurance still on my life. Okay? So in case I die, they get something. But I never got this phony health insurance, because it's not health insurance. It's guaranteed profits for the insurance companies, for the hospitals, and the drug companies. That's what it really is. It's insurance for them to get rich, not for you to get health. So I hope that gives you help. Sorry, I get past that show, but I've seen too many people hurt by the corrupt system. People have got to stop trusting the corrupt medical system, and Medicare is a big part of that. Anything else, Michelle, I can help you with?
No, I appreciate your passion. Thank you.
You're welcome, Cheryl. Thank you for your patience with me. You know, I got to chill out a little bit, you know. Sorry, guys. I get sometimes too excited about this stuff, you know. Because I love, folks, I love people. I love for you to live free in health, in peace and prosperity, harmony. And we're surrounded with lies. 9/11 was not done by some air terrorists. Okay? John Kennedy was not, you know, killed by a lone gunman. Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction. The whole system in America is corrupt, folks. Now, not as corrupt as Iraq came from Iran. But you got to realize we've been brainwashed in all these different areas and being lied to. So the more you become independent of them, homeschool your kids, don't use a corrupt medical system, don't pay income tax, they take money out of them, stand on your feet, the better you feel. You want to do something? Call us. We get our Restore Freedom brochures. Pass them out to people, okay? And people, when they join a Restore Freedom plan, they fund freedom. You put your number in a number that we'll give you. We'll pay you cash in the mail or crypto. Help you become prosperous and independent by taking America back. You don't have to be dependent on a corrupt system, folks. You can be independent. If you have modern-day Paul Revere, tell people about Restore Freedom. Call us at the Freedom Law School, folks. Okay, let's go to area code 651 caller, followed by area code 612. I think 704 and 925 are still there, right? Okay, all right. And we got 8518 added at the end. Okay, we take all, and then one more after that. That's it, right? Okay, area code 651, you're live. Brother or sister, give me your first name. How you heard about us? Then your question, please.
My name is Casey, and I'm not sure exactly where I heard from you guys, but somewhere along the lines on the internet.
Okay.
I'm calling about if I actually have two businesses. I have a S corporation and an LLC. So,
okay.
Do I have to file taxes for those?
Is your LLC or your S corp a Washington, D.C. LLC or S-Corp?
It is not, no.
Then you don't have to pay income tax, neither the LLC or corporation. S-Corp have to file any paperwork whatsoever with the IRS. It's really Satan. It's really slavery. It has nothing to do with you in the 50 states.
So I just don't pay my taxes at all, and then what?
You never had your taxes to begin with. Okay, then what?
Right.
How about then you're free? Is that okay with you? Would that be okay with you to be free? Because remember, we teach you here on our seven steps to free yourself of IRS slavery. Is first is follow the law that based on the official legal website of the U.S. government, no law requires 98% of Americans to file and pay income tax. The proof, it starts with it right there in a 9-minute video on our page. You can start with that right there. Take it from there. And folks, you are not meant to be a slave. To work your heart, bust your butt, give a part of that heart and money to your slave master, it's really slavery, IRS. That's a new slave master. You were deceived into becoming a slave. You don't want to be a slave? You don't have to be.
Well,
just follow the law.
I get all that. We're all frogmen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We're all straw men, and they got our numbers on Fidelity, right? We're all worth millions.
Well, no, hold on. The straw man argument is a baseless legal theory. UCC, common law, straw man, national citizenship, you know, all the state citizenship, U.S. citizen, 14th Amendment, you know, all the stuff you hear is all patriot mythology, nonsense. Okay, I used to teach this back in 92 and 93, okay, stuff like that, okay? All that sure. garbage. We strictly follow, as you see on my website, only U.S. government official legal websites. That's all we follow. And they're based upon the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, and the laws and Supreme Court cases. That is it. All right, Casey, what else, brother?
So is there paperwork then that needs to be filed? Is there things that you need to do, or you just don't send in any of your information?
Yes. What you should do, every one of you, go through this 7 steps. The first 5 steps are free. You can and should do it. Step 5 is critical one. Question authority, okay? You don't have to pay tribute to the IRS. It's really state of the beast, okay? What you do, right. We have petitions on our website. You write your Congress members, and you show them the law. In each petition, we say, here's the law from government's official legal websites, quoted and attached, okay? And you tell them that I will file for income taxes only if they can show you the law that requires you right. to file on paying the taxes. Okay, we've done this right. thousands and thousands of times. Our students, people online for free. Not once any law American came to us, here you where you're on. Not once. That shows you we're right. So you got to do this because in his petitions, it's important to see. Here we got a sample of these petitions I have up on the screen. Here we go. Here's one of them. We're very humbly. Not only we ask them to investigate and stop the crooked IRS and the Department of Injustice, lawyers and corrupt judges, but we also, at the end of the letter, before we we have the laws attached to it, we say that, look, if I'm wrong, show me. If you can show me that I do owe the federal income taxes, I will gladly pay all taxes to and will consider such payment to be my fair share. Now, how much more right. humble than that can you get, right?
Right.
So that's critical that you right. have that humble approach. You know they can't show you the law because there is no law. You're not required to file income tax. But give them a chance to correct
right.
you, and that now you solidify your defenses.
Well, I've already watched videos of the IRS people themselves trying to figure it out, and then after not being able to find it, you know, they left the IRS,
mm-hmm.
so for a reason. And they stop paying their income tax. But that's the thing. I don't know if they just stopped paying all their taxes completely together, though. But maybe they did.
Hold on. You got to quit thinking that, but there is no their taxes. There is no my taxes. You got to get out of that thinking. You never owed the income tax at all. You never had my or your taxes to begin with.
Right.
Okay? You were deceived
right.
into paying income taxes you never legally owed in the first place.
Well, what about property taxes then?
You gotta pay those sales tax.
Well, those were supposed
local
to be
taxes
over
foundational
after World
tax.
War.
What's
those
that?
Supposed to be over after. Those are supposed to be over after World War II, though, aren't they?
No, no. Property tax is a foundational tax in America since the time of the founding fathers. You talk about the 2-year temporary war, the victory tax in 1942. You're referring to. Then
yeah.
at the start, 1942 to 45. That's what you're referring to.
Correct.
Anything else on your mind, Casey?
No, I'm going to have to get a hold of you guys and talk with you a little bit more and see what I need to do everything that I need to do here. So I appreciate
yep.
your time, sir.
You're welcome, Casey. Just go to our website, folks, freedomlawschool.org. Educate yourself as much as possible as you drive around town. Put your smartphone up, listen to it in your car. Then when you get to office or work, at lunch or dinner, put your smartphone up, watch it. Oh, okay. Payman's not making it up. It's the law. He's showing us. It's real. You know, you can verify it for yourself. Okay? And then call us if you have to answer your further questions. You have our educators are ready to answer your questions, folks. Okay, we have area code 612 caller. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hey, good evening, Tamon. My name's Reed. I actually met you at the Let's Go Brandon rally a couple years ago.
Okay.
The question I've got is, so I'm 61. I got 4 years left that I can work. W-2 employee. So once I retire and I go to file for Social Security and they ask for a tax return, what do I do then?
If you don't ask for tax returns to apply for Social Security, someone lied to you.
But how do they verify your income without that tax return?
They already had it every year. Your employer gave that to them with a W-2. They sent a copy also to the Social Security Administration. They already have that information year after year.
They do.
Yeah, very simple.
Okay. All right. So they wouldn't ask for it, you know, 2 years down the road.
Nope.
For verification.
They already have it from your employer. Every year, sending all
let's just say it's like 3 years down the road, you know.
Nope. They never do. I don't know how a few give you that false, but they just don't do that. Folks, a lot of people imagine stuff of government power. They're not like that, folks. They're not that government. The government's not a powerful God, almighty God, watching, come and get you and rape you to all. It's not like that, folks. Okay? They're a bunch of incompetent bureaucrats. Quitting a job in a private enterprise. It's not as complex as people think it is. It's not. They just don't do that. Simply, they just don't. You're good. You are free. What else, Reed?
Okay. That's it. That's all I got for you, buddy.
Very good. Very good. I'm also 61 years old like you, Reed. I would suggest that you consider, rather than retiring, becoming a modern-day Paul Revere. Yeah. Because we need Paul Revere's in America to take our country back. Okay. And what that means is I'll show you right here on our screen, okay? We would not have won a revolution without Paul Revere's like you. Get on the right up of the Freedom Law School on the law, tell the truth to the American people, empower them with the law and the truth to restore freedom and restore freedom of American families and America, okay? You can go out there in front of supermarkets even. Yes, you can do that. Pass out a Restore Freedom brochures, okay? And you have your name and you have a number in the back. We give a number to put on the back. And when people call us and refer by you, okay, you're going to get paid cash. Minimum is $1,000. Yes, because what we do, we tell people, look, don't pay the swamp. You know, you only keep 100%. Or if you want to have a backup, keep 70%. Keep 30% to our Restore Freedom plan. And half that 30% the first year goes to you, my friend, for going in front of the supermarket. And pass out a brochure, and some people will ignore you. Some people will avoid you. Some people say, what is that? That looks interesting. Yeah, we need to restore freedom. Yeah, I like that. We should, you know, defund the DC swamp. Talk to me more. Folks, there are people out there hungry. They're waiting for our message. The one of the main reasons our message is not getting out there big enough yet because people like you have not got call us, get our brochure, Restore Freedom brochure, and pass it out to your friends, coworkers, family members. Get it out there, folks. Unless we all take part. Call us, 813-444-4800. We'll give you these brochures, Restore Freedom, to pass out, and we'd love to pay you. Have you live your retirement in prosperity and not dependent on that Social Security crumb they want to throw at you, brother. All right?
Sound good?
Let's go to 704 area code caller. You're live, my friend, with Freedom Law School. Give me a first name. I heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hey, man, this is Donald. And I heard about you through one of my friends on Facebook because I put some post out there that said there is no statute that states you have to pay income taxes voluntary. Well, anyway, he put your link in the comments, And then I clicked on it, and I was like, wow, this is worth $1 million. I appreciate it, Mike. So anyway, I've been studying, you know, and watching your videos and stuff, and I'm one of those non-filers. I haven't filed for 20-some years, and I've owned my own window cleaning.
Oh, hold on, hold on. There you go.
Yeah. Man,
there
I ain't scared of the system payment.
Good job.
Man, I'm just
we
like
see,
you.
You don't
I
go
wanna...
to prison if you don't file income tax. Like Dollar right here, folks. Those of you worried about going
That's
to prison
right.
here, Dollar's alive and well. Okay? Good job,
yep.
Donald.
So every $10.99 I get, I just throw it in the garbage or whatever. I don't, you know, I'm not even worried about it, you know.
Good job.
But anyway, I want to join I want to join you guys, and I need to call up your office so I can get brochures, because I want to start marketing you, because you're right up my alley, man. You're a patriot. You're one of a kind, and we need more, like you said, we need more people like you out here that's going to fight for this. And I just wanted to ask you, my question is have you heard of NASARA? NASARA is National Economic Security and Recovery Act. Well, Trump implemented this, and it's going to be announced to the people, but this is going to abolish the IRS. If you don't know what it is, it's NESARA, National Economic Security and Recovery Act. Well, as soon as that happens, it's going to abolish the IRS anyway. So we're in good hands with all this patriots, and because do you know the military is in control of all of this, and you know the military is separate from the government.
Hold on, brother. Let me help you with that, Donald. I love you. I appreciate your passion for freedom, but let me disabuse you of this stuff. Because NASARA gets our business is a bunch of baseless legal theories out there. There is no substance of truth to it. I've heard about NASARA gets our over 20 years ago. That's right. Maybe 25. It's much of that supposedly was passed, but not implemented. Under the Clinton administration, I heard about it. Was done.
Yes.
25.
Yep.
No, it's a bunch of garbage nonsense. Folks, we don't go on these straw man, UCC, HR 9192, bankruptcy of the United States, common law versus admiralty, statutory jurisdiction, you know, not use zip code on your mail, naming all capital letters, not being part of the bar, you know, on and on, strong man, redemption, expatriation, sovereign, national citizenship, U.S. citizenship, all that. It's all a bunch of garbage. So open the SARGASAR. Here we go based on U.S. government's official legal website. One of the main reasons why we don't win is because people are misled by deceptive, false things, false hopes like the SARGASAR nonsense, okay? Don't worry. I have a video exactly on this topic on our Odyssey channel and YouTube, other places. So watch it. There's a short video and a long video, and you won't have to fall for that stuff anymore, my friend. Any other questions, Donald? I appreciate your love of freedom and passion. I would love to join hands with you, my friend, and take our country back.
Definitely, definitely, brother. Since you're into health and wellness, what do you think of the med beds that are here that you can get in this thing? And I don't think it's a psyop. I don't think it's a lie. I think it's really coming to fruition.
What do you call it? What is this?
Med beds. They're military med beds. Look them up. Because we're a frequency, vibration, and energy. So imagine getting into this med bed without no chemo, no radiation, no cutting into you. You can say what you want before you go in. Say you want a full head of hair. Say you want a brand new teeth. You say you want your eyes to be, you know, 20/20. You're going to be able to say exactly what you want, and you're going to come out perfect. Did you hear me? Perfect.
I'll check it out. You know, as you're talking, I looked up online. Let me do my due diligence. Let me do my homework. I'll check it out, brother. Thanks for sharing it. I appreciate that, Donald. All right, brother.
Yes.
Let me go to the calls we got waiting right now. We had area code 925, then 518 caller, followed by a call from area code 516. And that's it. That's it for right now. 925 area code caller, give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, my name's Dana, and I've heard about you listening to all my Patriot people on Rumble. And my situation is that I claimed exempt on my taxes from, 2017 all through COVID, just because my wife wasn't working and I needed the money, and I just bought a new house, and I work in construction. So I've got 5 years of unpaid federal taxes, and I just recently received a threatening letter from the IRS saying I owe $43,000, not including for 2023. So I'm sure I owe over $50,000. I was able to get on a payment plan, and the minimum they would accept is $620 a month that I really can't afford. And I'm just wondering, I mean, from listening to your stuff, it sounds like the key is to just not file your federal income taxes. And after you've signed those forms, you've agreed that you owe them the money. So I don't know what I can do about it at this point. I'm just wondering if you have any advice on that.
Sure. You said from 2017-40, you did the exempt. Did you file those 1040 income tax confession trap forms or no?
I'm sorry, what's your question?
Did you file 1040 forms for 2017-40
yes.
or not?
Yeah, I have a tax lady that I've used for like 20 years. And so, yes, the answer is yes.
That's your problems right there. You had a slave, a master assistant making you a slave every year. You see, you do it yourself. When you file that 1040 income tax confession trap form, give that form to the IRS under oath that you owe the money. The cartoon I have on my screen is not an exaggeration. It's the truth. You see, when you sign a 1040 form by the IRS, it's a confession trap form. You state under oath that you owe the IRS money. And you are putting the noose around your neck. And you give the IRS the power to audit you, empty your bank account, steal your property, and put you in prison. Now, you think that's hard to believe? It is true. On step two or seven steps to free yourself of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery, I have it all right here. The 1040 form, hold on, let me show it to you. You sign it under penalty of perjury that you owe the money on line 37. On line 37, you say, this is the amount you owe. You told them that every time. Your accountant lady suckered you into confessing, saying under oath that you owe the IRS money. You just stop doing that. Stop signing a 1040 form telling the IRS that you owe them money. You owe them nothing.
Okay,
fire
so moving
her.
Forward.
I don't care what give her candy or money for free, but don't pay her for put the rope around your neck. Okay, that's what you got to number one. Number two.
So moving forward, if I'm an employee of a company, should I just stay exempt and then not file? Or am I already in the system and I can't even do that?
There's no such thing about being in or out of the system per se. You stop filing the income tax. You can stop exempt correctly per our instructions on our website to stop withholding. And then you don't file at the end of the year. You owe the money.
Okay.
And as far as the payment plan, you heard me, somebody else call me about that issue. You can probably just chuck it. You know, they'll even not file the loan. You know,
so
then the IRS is not collecting.
Do I change my bank account? And then what happens if they come after my garnishing my wages at my office?
Save your money. The money you save in a year or two or three or four, you know, you can pay them off. I mean, if you want to pay them, it's up to you. You can. It's up to you. But you heard a previous call that earlier, she had not paid the IRS for 5 years, 2015 and 16. After 5 years, for 2019 and 2024, they finally came after her. When all those 5 years, she had saved $500 a month, $2,500 a year, right? That would have been already what, $15,000 with interest. So just save up the money. But if you want to pay him, it's up to you. I'm sorry you filled out 1040 forms. I cannot undo them, unfortunately. Not, you know, it's It's a risky thing. Sometimes try to undo them. But so the best thing to do is
there's no way out of the 40. There's no way out of the $43,000 that I owe.
There is no guaranteed way out of it. But that doesn't mean that you have to pay him everything either. Because after 10 years, the taxes gone, disappear. From the time the tax was assessed, okay, so the tax goes away. So you may want to do a one-on-one consultation. Let us see your paperwork that you got going on, okay, with the IRS. We analyze what you got. And as you join, we help you with the situation for free or maybe charge your nominal charge as far as what, you know, do something. But probably not. You just need some advice. But I got to look at the paperwork. Without the paperwork, Dana, I cannot give you a really good exact answer because you got a mess that I got to clean up. I got to see paperwork. What's going on? Okay?
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, my friend. Thank you for calling. Here's the 518 caller. You're live. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, then your question, please.
Hi, Dayon. My name is Linda, and I heard you make a presentation in Central Florida a couple years ago. And last year is the first year I had no withholding taken out from my Social Security or my retirement account. So this will be the first year I won't be filing any 1040 confession form. But I don't know if this is a tax question or not, or how it might be related, but I haven't traveled internationally for several years since BC before COVID, and I would like to go to Africa and Egypt, and I'm wondering if there is any attachment to passports by the IRS for people who don't file and whether or not that could be a hindrance to my international travel.
Nope. There is no such thing as automatic taking your passport away if you don't file. Doesn't exist. You're fine. Go as you wish.
Awesome. I think that's all I needed to hear. Thank you very much. I appreciate what you're doing. And I did grab a bunch of your brochures and have been handing them out and will continue to do so. So I really appreciate everything you're doing and taking care of getting our freedom back.
You're welcome. Oh, we got an event coming up on April 6th. Coming up, where's that? I got to announce that. Where's that on here? What's the website? We have in St. Cloud, Orlando area. Let's go to our website. I got to tell you guys about this event you're going to be at. Yes. We have under, let's go to our website under events. We have an event coming up, yep, April 6th through of this year at Golf Landing in St. Cloud, Florida, Orlando area. We got 8 speakers, okay? Okay, and there's more, some still announced. More's coming. Misha Hyman will be our great chef, great food. I'll be there with Jim Gale, Lauren Whiskey, Edzal, Laura Luber, John Baxter. We got 2 more speakers to be added still. And it's only $97 for adults, with food included, folks. Great grass to beef for vegetarian good food at this wonderful, beautiful place. That's outdoors, okay, with a tent, you know, covered place. You have a lot of fun, 9 a.m. to 5:30. Be there, folks, in Orlando area, April 6th. You can meet me there in person. And I'm going to be at the Next Steps Info, next steps.info, right, in Georgia, in Atlanta area. Next Steps Info. Yeah, here it goes. And there's the 3rd annual conference they got going on. It's in an island in the Atlanta suburbs. Next Steps.info. Okay. I mean, these are a lot of the great speakers I got there. I'll be there 14th through 17th of March coming up. Okay. 14th, 17th of March in Atlanta suburb. Okay. So I'll be there. Come meet me in person. Other great speakers at Next Steps conference in the Atlanta area. So with that, let's go now to our call for me. Let's see, 516 area code caller left. If you have a question, folks, the number is going to be on the screen right now. I'll take your questions. Next, the number to call is area code 657-383-1755. And your telephone keypad, press 1 and I'll take your question now. Call 657-383-1755 and on your telephone keypad, press 1. I will take your question next, okay? We have a call for right now from area code, I think, did we get new callers or no? These 775-651-704. These old callers or new callers? Old callers? Okay, all right. Yeah, we have no more new callers, looks like. So anyhow, looks like that is it. Yep, okay. Well, folks, anyhow, remember, I cannot make you free. You hold the key to your freedom. And that key is on our website at freedomlawschool.org. That's where you want to go. You want to go to freedomlawschool.org and start living a free life by educating yourself, okay? Based on U.S. government's official legal websites, no law requires 98% of Americans to file income tax. But hold on, we got a call from area code 256. We're going to go back to our callers. We got area code, I think area code 602 is a new person, isn't he? Let me see, 602 caller. Yeah, we got from area code 602 with a question. And from 256, how about above him? Who's that guy above that guy? 704, we're calling, I think we got him already. 704, yeah, we got him already. Okay, let's go to area code 602 caller, my friend. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hello, I'm Jane. I heard about you from the Medical Rebel. And my question is,
what's his name?
The Medical Rebel, that's Dr. Lee Merritt.
Oh, yes. Great lady. Yes, I know that was her title. Sorry.
Yes, you were on her show.
Yes, yes, that's right. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes,
well, the question I have is, I work for a company and we contract with Medicare because we provide medical care for people. So, and the Medicare, you know, is government contract. So does that make me a government contractor or not?
No. You could make the company a government contractor, but not you. And I don't know about Medicare. I think it's done through states, not the federal government. If it's gone through states, even a company is not required to pay income tax. But if it's from federal government, they cut the check, they do. But you are never a part of it because you do not directly contract in any way with the federal government.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So thank you very much. That was my only question.
Very good. I love these simple calls sometimes. Help people with a simple question, simple answer, and live free. All right, let's put the call number on the screen. If you want to ask questions, folks, we got open screen. We got one more caller. Medical 256. If you have a call, call the number. I'll take you after 256 area code caller. All right, caller, you're live. Give me your first name for area code 256, and then how you heard about us and your question, please.
That would be me. I'm Laura. I heard about you from Steve Peters.
Mm-hmm.
And so, oh my gosh, I appreciate your rant a while ago. And so, also, I remember back when they were like pushing the Obamacare stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand it because I already realized that it was like a law or whatever that if you have like a medical emergency, the Dagum Hospital is going to treat you regardless.
Yep. Yep.
So I couldn't understand why they were like pushing that. And so I'm mm-hmm. pretty sure that is extortion when somebody's forcing you to pay for something you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Obamacare,
so that's all
I'm wondering. Was that making more money with insurance companies, hospitals, and the drug companies? That was a scam to force you to fund the profits of these three institutions.
It still is. And so about the meds, I had heard about the med beds, but like even before the med beds, I had heard about rice machines. I don't know if you ever heard about them, but
yes.
I think the dude that invented it mysteriously died. You know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I hear about the med beds, but Paymon, I have a just recently purchased a quantum energy healing wand that incorporates quartz and light frequencies, all these frequencies, kind of sort of like the med bed does, but you hold it in your hand. And Paymon, I had this dream, whatever you want to call it, that told me I am the one that my bloodline has been waiting for to break the generational curse of my bloodline. And I believe that's true.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you, Laura. But how does that relate to freedom and IRS? And how can I help you out with those things? Because that's not my area of expertise. I really don't know anything about those areas you just be getting into.
Well, I think you said is what I'm saying. And so also, I wonder if you ever saw the documentary called The Lost History of the Earth. Because they go
No, but I'll make a note about the lost history of Earth. Okay, I'll check it out. Well, how can I help you? Do you have any freedom issues? Do you file income tax, Laura?
I am not filing in this year. I am not filing this year, and I'm about to retire next year. Because I found you, and I thank you so much.
You're welcome. Listen, you don't sound that old to me. You sound pretty young. I'm surprised you're getting retired with such a vibrant voice that you have. You know, I would say rather than retiring, get out there, have fun like I do. Go out there, tell people, restore freedom. Pass them out, restore freedom brochure. Call us. We'll get them out to you. Get them out to everybody and get paid and take some vacations. Like get a call with Africa. Okay, Egypt. You can do that. Just educated about how no law requires 98% of Americans to file and pay income and payroll taxes. All right, Laura, anything else, hon?
Yes. You have a blessed life. I love you.
Thank you. I love you, too. Listen, come to Joyville, Alabama, 256 Northern Alabama. Come to Atlanta area. I'm going to be at the event, Next Steps Conference. That's close by you. Okay, this is close to you at the Lanier Island in Atlanta suburbs, 14th through 17th of March. Okay, so hope to see you there.
And then
girl. Okay. That you're in Alabama, right?
Are you talking about Atlanta, Georgia? We got an Atlanta, Alabama too, and there's an Atlanta,
yeah,
Texas.
Atlanta, Georgia. What? Atlanta, Georgia. Yes.
Oh. Okay. Cool.
Okay. Yeah. Look forward to seeing you there very soon.
I would love to meet you in person. You're awesome.
Likewise, Laura. It would be a pleasure to meet you in person. Okay. Well, let's go to another call. Good night, Laura. Thanks for calling. Area 402 caller. Give me your first name, my friend. How you heard about Freedom Law School and your question.
This is Cindy, and I heard from you from Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and we are going to join Freedom Law School here very shortly. I have a question, so we're going to be with Freedom Law School for the rest of our lives. One of my kids brought this to my attention. They said, so Mom and Dad, when you die and your assets go into probate, can the government or the IRS come after you? We do have a will, but when it goes into probate, can they come back and they can take our whatever we had, and I mean, can they do that?
Again, you don't want to be asked a question like, can something happen? I mean, there's always exists a very, very remote possibility something can happen. Like tomorrow, Cindy, in the car accident, you die. you know, that you can't happen. I can tell you you're going to be safe 100%. But, you know, you're so safe. 99.99999% going out to in your car, get a go someplace, or you get in the car every day on your own, don't you? So, but Julianne says, no, they don't take nothing with the, you know, all that stuff. Probate, they don't do that. They're just sucking people to pay voluntarily, and they have the employers steal 80% of the money that the IRS collects. Comes from employers directly stealing it for the IRS, the payroll and income taxes. So you can stop the withholding of income taxes. If you got your own business, don't pay them, and you'll be fine. 80 million non-filers are already there. 80 million. What's one more non-filer and non-payer IRS like you?
Right. I just want to make sure that when I die, you know, I have a will, but I just want to make sure if things go to probate, I don't know how that works. I just want to make sure they aren't going to come back and take everything.
Well, listen, do you file income tax?
I know. I'm not going to.
Good.
I'm done with that.
Then when you join our Restore Freedom Plan, we protect you 100%, no matter what.
Right, and that's what I...
You're not going to pay them anything no matter what. You're alive or dead, you're going to be protected. Your assets are protected. Okay?
Okay, I guess I have no more questions then.
Okay. Thank you for calling
and
asking your question.
We'll be talking to you soon. Yeah,
yes,
we'll be talking to
yes.
you soon.
Look forward to it. Look forward to meeting you
right,
in person. Cindy, my pleasure. Do you have any more callers? Let's put the number on the screen one more time, folks. I don't stop until you stop asking questions. So no more questions. We can end it, or you can call. And let's see, area code 657-383-1755. Press 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will take a question now. 657-383-1755. Press 1 on your telephone keypad, and I'll take a question next. All right. So, by the way, there's a very good job. I'm going to be in early April in Salt Lake City. The event, remember, in Florida is going to be in Central Florida. It's going to be April 6th coming up. April 13th or 18th, I'll be in Salt Lake City, one of those dates. I have a date for sure, but I'll be there. So if you're that part of the country, stay in touch with us. I'll be seeing you in Salt Lake sometime around mid-April. Okay? So with that, folks, again, bottom line, freedom is in your hands. It's said, people suffer for lack of knowledge. We do. And the solution is seek the truth and the truth shall set you free. Yep. You don't have to pay income tax, folks. It's all based on U.S. government's official legal websites. You can restore freedom, regain your power and freedom. Go to freedomlawschool.org, folks. Share with your friends, family members, coworkers, freedomlawschool.org. Have you be free? Have America be free? I love y'all. Have a good evening. I'll be back with you next week. 657, you could call.